Blessed be the name of the Lord, saints of God. Welcome to Daily Devotion. Our topic for the week that we've been looking at is the fear of the Lord. There is something priceless in the fear of the Lord. With at least 300 references to the fear of the Lord in the Bible, we can't ignore it, and it cannot be overemphasized in our faith walk. May the Lord grant us the grace so that this become the central focal point in our faith walk. Amen. So, once again to look at a model of our faith that we looked at yesterday, a perfect model of obedience, and that model can be found in Abraham. Abraham, the Bible said, obeyed God. He trusted in God. He feared God. He trusted in one living God and had a faith that was very unwavering. Trust in the promises of God. Amen. Abraham lived for the Lord, not just following religious laws and practices, but he was justified by faith, as Apostle Paul would put it, whose faith we should dearly follow. Praise the Lord. So, Abraham. Now, what is this story about Abraham? Again, when God wanted to rain fire and brimstone upon that evil city, Sodom, he decided once again to confine this in Abraham. So he came to Abraham. But Abraham engaged the Lord in a dialogue, or he interceded with the Lord. Why was he doing that? Probably Abraham was thinking about his nephew Lot, for he knew that the nephew, though initially the nephew was staying with him and he separated and went towards Sodom, he knew that Lot is a righteous person and will be saved. Well, there is this interesting thing about Lot. The Bible mentioned Lot to be a righteous man. And brother, what does that mean in our present time? That could be Lot was a saved man. Amen. If we read from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. The Bible read, and delivered just Lot, verse with the filthy conversation of the wicked, and verse his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Lot verse his righteous soul. Why did he verse his righteous soul? Amen. Well, like the Bible put it, Lot was righteous, but being righteous didn't give him that fear that enabled him not to be party to the intelligence that God was embarking with Abraham. Why? The primary factor is that he was not, the fear of the Lord was not with him. If the fear was of the Lord was with him, he would have moved away from Sodom. Amen. He would have moved away from Sodom. But he chose to remain in Sodom. The Bible says daily his righteous soul was vexed from day to day. By choosing to live and compromise his faith in Sodom, Lot subjected his family and his own spirit to an environment that was continually dragged him down. Amen. That continually dragged him down. Hallelujah. Let's read from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. That which dragged him down, what was it? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 14. The Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? And what concord have Christ with Belial? Or what part have he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement have the temple of God with idols?" And God have said, "I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty." Amen. "And touch not the unclean thing, for wherefore come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, says the Lord." So, here is Lot daily vexing his soul with the unrighteous. He being dragged continually down, but decided to stay there. Decided to stay in Sodom. So, though he was a righteous man, God decided to bypass him to Abraham, who had the fear of God in him. And so God revealed that what which he was about to do. Amen. So there is something about the fear of the Lord which, when we have it, is going to help us with our holiness. If Lot had this fear, he would have come out of Sodom. Amen. "Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I'll receive you." Amen. Basic holiness. Lot was being vexed. He surrendered his chose to live in an environment, subjected his family and his own spirit that continually dragged him down, to the extent that when the angel of God came for the destruction of Sodom, the city, the people in that city wanted to, you know, have an affair with those angels, and the angels will have to blind these people. The angels went, first of all, God communed, God confided in Abraham. Now, holiness or the fear of the Lord, as we've been talking about, like I said earlier on, the Father heart is given to every one of us by grace. We have that. Amen. But for us to be able to experience or use this Father-God relationship so to help us with our holiness, we need to take it to a different level. And that is always what Abraham, our model, our perfect model, did, so that God at all time revealed things unto him. The Bible is urging us to separate ourselves from worldliness and idolatry. Amen. Separate ourselves. But how are we going to do that? It takes the fear of the Lord to do that. It definitely requires the fear of the Lord. Amen. So, we, in our present dispensation, if we want help with holiness, then we need to draw close to God and let him draw close to us. The Bible says, draw close to me and I'll draw nigh to you. This is a very age which is very deluded. Immorality is on the increase. And all that is around us. Amen. Is even readily available at the touch of a button. All these things are readily available at the touch of the button. But Paul is saying that we should separate ourselves from the danger of the trap of all these things. And if Lot were to separate, when he separated himself from Abraham, he went towards Sodom. But when he went to Sodom, if he had a fear of God in him, he would have separated himself away. Though he was righteous, the Bible says he was righteous. Saints of God, it is not only good for us to believe the end time message, to come the end time message, but we need what? To take a step further. Let the fear of God take us to the next level so that will help us with our holiness. And when holiness, without holiness, no one can see God. Amen. So, Lot was vexed, and God bypassed Lot and went to the righteous and went to Abraham, his friend. May the Lord grant us grace, as I said, so as we will abide in his holiness, so that God will take us to our next level in our faith work. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.